SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, a stolen wages class action brought by Aboriginal people in the Northern Territory settled. A former member of the Donald Trump administration says Kamala Harris is in a strong position going into the US election. And in cycling, Slovenian Primoz Roglic wins stage 19 of the Vuelta a España. Good morning from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Assam Al-Ghadib. First Nations families have been asked to register for the compensation payout that has been agreed to by the federal government to settle historic stolen wage claims. Shine lawyers, who represented the lead plaintiff, Minnie McDonald, during the class action, have offered to conduct an outreach program throughout the Northern Territory to assist with registration. The government has agreed to pay up to $202 million in compensation for the thousands of Indigenous workers whose wages were stolen while working in the Northern Territory in the last century. The settlement is still subject to approval by the federal court. A former member of the Donald Trump administration says he believes Kamala Harris will be victorious in the upcoming U.S. elections. Anthony Scaramucci, Mr. Trump's former communications director, tells SBS News that a number of factors point towards a win for the Democratic candidate.
It's going to be a very close election, but I do think that Vice President Harris will win. I think it's a combination of factors, but the main factor being that she represents a younger group of Americans, and the electorate has changed substantially since 2016. As I pointed out before, there's over 20 million baby boomers that have died since President Trump's success in 2016.
Mr. Scaramucci was a member of the Trump administration, but was dismissed shortly after Mr. Trump rose to power. A New York judge has postponed former President Donald Trump's sentencing in the hush money case until after the 5th of November election to avoid any perception of political bias. Originally set for the 18th of September, Mr. Trump's lawyers requested a delay, citing concerns about election interference. The judge, Juan Merchan, now plans to sentence Mr. Trump on the 26th of November unless the case is dismissed beforehand. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the Reserve Bank of Australia's work is independent of the federal government. It comes after strong criticism of the RBA from former Labor Treasurer Wayne Swan, who labeled its actions harmful and counterproductive. RBA boss Michelle Bullock said on Thursday that interest rates will remain high for the foreseeable future, warning people of even further financial struggles. Mr. Albanese has come to the defense of the Reserve Bank, saying that he respects the role that it plays in the economy.
The Reserve Bank undertake its work. They do so independently of government. We respect the work that they do. They're in charge of monetary policy. We're in charge of fiscal policy. We've been busy making sure that we put that downward pressure on inflation whilst we design our cost of living relief for people under pressure in a way that contributes to that downward pressure on inflation.
A 14-year-old boy accused of killing four people at his high school in the U.S. state of Georgia is facing murder charges, could face life in prison if convicted by a jury. Cold Gray made his first court appearance. He's being tried as an adult under Georgia law. Barrow County District Attorney Brad Smith says additional charges will be filed after investigators speak with injured victims.
When he was taken into custody on Wednesday, we did not have the identities or the conditions of the other victims, so we were not able to charge on those offenses. So when the evidence comes in and they've been have a chance to heal physically, emotionally, and spiritually, we will get with them, and there will be additional charges that address the other victims in the case.
Cold Gray's father, 54-year-old Colin Gray, later appeared before the same judge on charges of enabling his son to obtain the rifle used in the shooting. Former federal prosecutor Jeffrey Toobin says the case against the father is the second time in America that a parent has been charged in connection with a mass shooting by a minor. The attack this week at the Appalachian High School left 4 people dead and wounded 9 others. Pope Francis has been greeted warmly on his trip to Papua New Guinea. The 87-year-old leader of the Global Catholic Church arrived in Port Moresby as he continued a 12-day tour across Southeast Asia and Oceania. People were seen singing and dancing along the roadside hours before Francis landed in the country, with the jubilant scenes continuing into the night when his motorcade finally passed by. His itinerary includes a meeting with the Governor General before addressing government authorities and diplomats on his social justice priorities. Francis will also meet with children cared for by 2 charity services and then address the country's bishops, priests, and religious sisters at a Marian sanctuary. Francis becomes only the 2nd pope to visit Papua New Guinea after St. John Paul II in 1984. In cycling, Slovenian Primož Roglič has won stage 19 of the Vuelta a España and taken the leader's red jersey. The 34-year-old had lost the red jersey to Australian Ben O'Connor after stage 6, but has since chipped away at the lead before reclaiming it. He used a strategic breakaway on the final grueling ascent in the mountains of northern Spain to make his move. Roglič says he's more than satisfied with the result.
Like I said, had some really nice memories from this climb, and didn't disappoint me again. Beautiful.
Roglič now has a 1:54 overall lead over O'Connor. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.